Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Saturday morning, and it's the 4th of July.
Well, I've got a flagpole, and the rope broke, and I can't raise the flag because the rope is broke. Do you have any ideas?
What you got going on this weekend? Can Lou help?
You know who I think I would contact? Go walk down to the firehouse and say, look, I got the rope. Could you guys come by with one of your ladders and just feed the rope through my pole for me so I can hang Old Glory once again?
Now's your chance.
And let me ask you this. Can you bake at all?
Oh, yeah. I'm great at that. Yes, I am.
You know, I've never been a fireman, but I don't think they say no to free food.
Now here's your host, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio.
Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns.
7:11 in the morning.
And beat up cars with guitars and drummers go crack.
Welcome in, House Smarts Radio. This hour of House Smarts Radio. Sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems, by Ace Hardware, and good morning to Lindsay Smithwick and her 60-cent Old Navy Star Spangled sweater. Is it Old Navy?
It is Old Navy.
It is Old Navy.
Old, and is it old Old Navy?
I wanted to play the thing from the Blues Brothers movie, like, man, we're getting the band back together, because, ladies and gentlemen, Don Kleppen is in the newsroom.
Good morning.
Back from the dead.
Feels
Hi,
good.
Don.
Hi, Lou. Hi, Lindsay. How's it going?
Nice to have you back, and I think Joe Brand's in there, too.
Yeah, somewhere stowed away.
Safe.
Haven't gotten rid of me yet.
Man, Don, I haven't talked to you in a long time. You're well? You're making it through this crazy time right now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Very happy to be back. It's nice to see people and be seen. I can actually wave to Joe from a safe distance, but it's
yeah,
lovely.
Right. Right. Well, remember that Joe has to stand on the chair to open the door to get out of the sports office there.
That's right.
All right, Joe Brand, I want to, you know, I was very excited to hear the news about one young Andy Mazur, who will now be doing the play-by-play for the Chicago White Sox coming up in their season here in 2020. That's great news.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I hope that somebody has been talking to you now, because that certainly does leave a void now, I believe, for pre and post game for the Chicago White Sox, correct?
I mean, Lou, the check is in the mail. Thank you very much for bringing that up.
For management at WGN Radio, as we try and nurture the young talent, the young talented talent that we have here at WGN Radio, I would like to go on record here on this very radio station to say that Joe Brand would be a optimal choice for your pre-game and post-game for the Sox games. And he has availability.
See, that was pretty good. The script I gave you was a little bit different, but I really appreciate your ability to
ad-lib. Something about you, something about you being willing to wet and forget their patios,
yes,
or something like that.
Yes,
for right.
I knew you'd see.
General manager and head of programming.
Absolutely. Sure. Now, big congrats to Andy. Like I said in my tweet, and I didn't mean to age him by saying this, but I did.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it because Dave Ennett said this. Well, Lindsay, you didn't hear this. Did you see this? He tweeted something to the effect like, congratulations to Andy, I listened to you when I was growing up.
Oh my gosh.
But I honestly, like, it wasn't a jab. It's the honest truth, right? When I started right when I first,
that's what the young people say,
first was obsessing with baseball, I was listening to the Cubs and the White Sox, and Andy was on these airwaves doing pre and post and filling in an inning for Pat Hughes. So that's what happened. And then I followed his career when he left, and then when I first started interning here is when he came back, and someone's like, yeah, Andy Mazur is down in the lobby, can somebody go get him? I'm like, I'll go get him, I will, and everyone's like, okay. And yeah, but no, it's been great to work with them for the past couple of years, and you know, be in one of the booths with them on the south side, and very happy for him. Very well deserved.
Congratulations to Andy Mazur, and we could
That's
be.
What I say about you, Lou? I listened to you growing up. Now look at me.
Yeah, it's funny when I turn that down, can't hear you at all. Go ahead, are you talking? Because I can't hear you at all in your 60-cent sweater. I think I pay you more than that.
It's an antique. It's like her blanket. Antique. She can't get
vintage.
Rid of it.
Right. It's 500 degrees outside, and she's wearing a sweater. That's the thing that's
got stars on it. It's patriotic.
Right. And this is radio. 877-213-4LU is our phone number. 877-213-4568. Don will be back in an hour with an update of news, and Joel will be back as well. Nice to have them both with us this morning. It's nice to have you with us as well. If there are things that I can help you with this morning, pick up the phone and give us a call. We're here until 10 o'clock this morning, and I'm happy to help you in any way I possibly can. One of the things we were talking, Lindsay and I were back and forth with different ideas about today's show, and fireworks and hand sanitizer. There was a story out there that you have to be very careful about using fireworks, and if you're using hand sanitizer, think about it. It's like, you know, in many cases, 90% alcohol, depending on who is, you know, where you're buying this product. So please be careful. I'm not a huge fireworks person. I enjoy watching them and looking at them, and I realize that there's not a lot of you know, events and places you can go see them as well, and I'm sure a lot of people will be buying them up like that, and so just be careful. It is so hot and dry. That's the other thing that concerns me a little bit too, with the grass and the heat out there. So if you're going to do it, and I wish you wouldn't, but if you're going to, when you go buy your fireworks, buy a little fire extinguisher, or have a bucket, a big 5-gallon bucket of water nearby, just in case, because that would be something that would be beneficial to have in the event that something goes wrong. 877-213-4LU is our phone number. 877-213-4568 is the number. If there's anything I can help you with this morning, just pick up the phone. She's got her hand up. She's putting it on there, and we're going to go to your phone calls right now. There we go. Oh, wow, look at that. I like that. Let's go to line one, which is Carolyn, who's in St. Petersburg. Carolyn, you're on How Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How may I help you?
I'm in a condo. The water down here is really poor. A lot of the chemicals, everything. Anyhow, I was talking to a gentleman at a big box store, and he talked about, they're called scale watchers. It's a little unit. My condo, I wanted to put in a softener, but there's just minimal space, so I can't. But it's called scale watcher. It's a little unit where it literally wraps around the piping.
Yeah. So here's the thing, okay? The whole idea is that the idea behind a lot of those products is that they charge the water line, and the idea is to attract the particulates to a rod. Like, it's not unlike an anode rod that's in a water heater. But the problem is, depending on the quality of your water and depending on what's in it, it can't grab it fast enough. And my experience with these types of products is it literally is hit or miss. Now, if this product, if someone's going to install it and they're going to give you a 90-day warranty, you know, or a 90-day guarantee that they're going to give you 100% of your money back if you're not happy, okay, then try it. But the softener, I mean, I get it that there's not a lot of space there, but there are smaller systems out there that are designed to, are you more concerned with just the kitchen sink or the whole place?
The dishwasher and the washing machine, they come off the same, they're in the same kitchen area.
Got it. And there's no, and you have like you have a little mechanical room, but it's small.
I don't even have a mechanical room.
Where's your furnace?
It would have to be something that fit. It would have to fit under the kitchen sink.
Oh yeah, it would take.
So then I found this other unit called Stage. It's called whole house water filtration for sediment, chlorine, and something
right.
else.
Right.
Can't read it. And okay. It's got like three little tubes. And I'm wondering if that would fit under there. I just need something super compact for the dishwasher and the washer.
Yeah. The problem with those units is that they need a lot of maintenance because they're smaller, and so the area that they have, you know, the filtration and stuff that you would use, that if you're going to do it, it has to be something with filters, okay? And if you're going to use a system that's under the sink, you will have to be changing those filters probably 4 times a year. So the reason
that's not bad.
Well, I understand that it's not bad, but I want you to look at what the cost of the filters is. Because if all of a sudden, you know, they're like, okay, well, every time you change the filters, it's $300. That's not out of the realm of what it could cost. And then, you know, all of a sudden you're spending $1,200 a year to, you know, clean up the water. If it does work, right? And if that is worth it to you, then that's great. You know what I mean? I mean, that, you know, it's like indoor air quality. People will spend a ton of money on that just to be able to breathe easy. And so if that is something that you want to do, it has to be something with filters, and it has to be something you change on a regular basis to make sure that it's constantly doing the job that you're paying for. Carolyn, thanks so much for the phone call. I need to take a break. It's 7:20 in the morning on 7:20, my favorite time to take a break. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
This is Nick Offerman. This is Nick Offerman. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WD. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
There is nothing that is wrong wanting you to stay here with me.
7:24 in the morning, Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. I was listening to Pete McMurray this week. He was filling in for Rokan. He knows everyone. I mean, at one point he had Henry Kissinger on, Madeleine Albright. It's unbelievable. Oh, and tomorrow we're going to talk to whatever. I don't know who this guy knows. He knows everybody.
Can we like break into his Rolodex or
something? It's unbelievable. Yeah.
I know.
Right. Tomorrow I'm going to talk to Michael Jordan. And tomorrow, I mean, it's unbelievable.
What's a Rolodex?
I know. I knew it.
I'm kidding. I heard somebody else use that term the other day, too. But he had Dennis Rodman on a few weeks.
He had Dennis Rodman on, right. And he's like, right. Oh, yeah. And tomorrow I'm going to talk to the governor of California. Well, it's, you know, J.B. Pritzker. And Lori Lightfoot never called me back. I mean, I know she's a little busy.
I know.
Right. I'm still trying to get spray paint in the city of Chicago, but she's not listening to me. Like, she's got a few things on her plate.
Like, she has other... What could be more important?
I know.
Oh. Wow.
Good job, Pete.
She will. She's on your list.
877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is the phone number. Let's talk to Arnie, who's in Schaumburg. Hey, Arnie, I'm going to get you out a House Smarts Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling. Their expert design build staff can help you create your dream home. You'll receive a $1,000 apt gift card when you choose Cobblestone. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. The offer ends July 31st. How can I help you, Arnie?
Hi, Lou. How are you doing? Good morning.
Morning.
Yes. I got an issue with my shower. My hot water throughout the whole house has seemed to disappear. And in one shower in particular, I don't get either hot or cold water.
But do you get water flow out of that valve?
No. In the one shower, no. In the rest, I get water flow, cold water flow, but no hot water flow on any, the kitchen, the bathrooms, the other two showers.
Oh, so the hot water isn't, there's no hot water in the entire house?
No, yeah, there's hot water in the tank. I checked that this morning because my wife woke up and says, we got no hot water.
Well, how did you check it in the tank? I mean, you just touched the tank?
With the pressure, that little pressure relief up on top.
What's the age of that water heater?
It's old.
I mean, it could be that there's calcification or electrolysis that's happened in the hot water line. You know what? If you can, so let me ask you this: do you have a basement sink, Arnie?
Yes.
Okay. If you turn the hot water side on the basement sink, does water flow out of that?
No.
Okay. So we got a clog on the hot water side on your tank. That's not, if there's no water flow, then there's some kind of clog that's on the supply, or not the supply, the supply from the water tank, and you probably, if it's an old tank, you probably need to replace that tank and maybe even a section of piping to get that done.
Mm, okay.
So we're going to need a plumber.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to avoid. I was hoping you'd have a little trick or something.
What you can try, just to temporarily get your wife a hot shower, which will, make your day, make her day, is there should be a valve on the cold water side, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Turn that valve off and turn the sink, the hot water side on the sink on so that it's on. Relieve that pressure relief valve a little bit. If you could, is there a floor drain somewhere that you can, that'll go to if you do that?
Yeah, it goes into like the sump hole there.
All right. So if you get the little bit of that water out of there, and once it starts to trickle, shut that back off and then turn that valve on that hot water side to try and get some pressure inside that tank to see if it blows anything through. That's really all you're going to do. And it may work. It may or may not work. I don't know. But then after that, you're going to have to either call PermaSeal Basement Systems or Plumbers 911 or Perfect Home Services. These are all people that provide plumbing services to do water. Even Dykstra Home Services does water heater replacements as well. So you've got some choices when it comes to that. And, the worst time to replace a water heater is when it doesn't work because you're at the mercy of, like an emergency call, but it is what it is. And so you can maybe call around to some of those different sponsors to see, who will give you the best price and who can get there. Because with this heat, a lot of these folks are heating and air conditioning companies, and they're really busy making sure that we're keeping people cool. All right, 7:29 in the morning, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. 7:32 in the morning, Lou Manfredini here with you, 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Michael, who's in St. Joe, Michigan. Michael, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, sir. Happy Independence Day. How may I help you?
Same to you. Say, my parents, God rest their soul, always wanted lakefront property, and they never got it until after they passed, when they're laying peacefully in a Catholic cemetery high above the lake here downtown St. Joe. The marker has been there for 20-some-odd years, and the last year or so, it's begun to lean forward about 2 inches. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
The stone itself.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Is it? Wait. Wait, I just want a sweet thing. Is it leaning towards the lake?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, all right, that would have been sweet. But keep going.
I know it sits on a cement pad because I was able to push it, the stone itself, back about, to straighten it enough just to hold it there in place.
Mm-hmm.
So the slab itself has tilted forward as well. I'm thinking, I can prop it up short long enough to wedge something in there, or is there maybe an injectable product that I could push underneath there long enough for it to set up?
Not that you're going to carry in a cemetery. Here's what I would do. If you can bring like a flat-bladed shovel, at the hardware store you can buy synthetic shims.
Okay.
So they're not wood. They're actually, similar to like a Trex material or whatnot, and they're wedged shims. What you could do is, bring a little torpedo level with you and prop that up and get it to where it's plumb and drive those in there to kind of lift it up. You had a guess, once you kind of true it back up, the marker, what would you think that gap is going to be?
Maybe an inch and a half.
About an inch and a half. Okay. So then something like that, if it's that much, you may want to bring, you could buy, let me think about this. Maybe if you went, if you went to a lumber yard or something like that and you got a scrap of 5/4 decking, they probably got a broken piece of 5/4 decking in the back that they could sell you for a few dollars. And bring a little handsaw with you. Once you get it trued in there, slide that thing. It's not quite an inch and a half. It's 5/4, right? But you could even shape
it.
Slide it up in there, and then maybe use a good exterior caulking just to keep it in place. I really like this product called Lexel, which sticks to just about anything and does a really nice job.
Okay.
Now let me ask you this: have you ever taken the plunge and gotten some waterfront property in honor of your parents?
No, but I've never lived more than about 2 minutes from the lake, so we're pretty darn close. Close enough, and especially with what's going on with the lake right now, I'm close enough.
Yeah, right.
The lake is absorbing property left and right.
That is true. All right. Well, God bless your parents. God bless your parents, and I hope that all works out for you.
Thank you, and have a great holiday.
You too. Appreciate you calling. 877-213-4-LOU. This is Sandy, who's in Chicago. Hi, Sandy. You're on WGN.
Hello.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm terrific. Happy Independence Day.
Same to you. So you want my problem or question?
Sure.
Okay, I live in Galewood. I have one of those Georgian houses that has the limestone under the bay window. The mortar keeps falling out. This will be the third time I need it pointed in 25 years. My question, though, is, as I'm getting a couple different opinions, should it be filled with mortar joint, you know, cement, or an epoxy? Which is better?
I'm a little concerned when you say it's getting, that keeps coming out, are they grinding out the mortar before they put the mortar in?
You know, I'm assuming they are. The last time it was done was a little over 10 years ago, so I really don't remember.
Okay.
But this time I know enough to say that I want to make sure it's ground out.
So,
it has to be because the whole joint is falling out, so we've got a deep hole in there.
So they here's what I would do, is they're going to grind it all out. We need it, the fact that you have had this, you know, reoccurring issue, 10 years, though, is... If it's a nice big chunk of limestone, it can move a little bit, and so that's not out of the realm of needing replacement. But if the whole joint is gone, we need to get at least a half an inch of depth. And you could also ask them, there's modifiers that they could put inside the mortar, like an acrylic modifier that makes it a little stickier. It doesn't make the mortar epoxy, but it makes it stickier. And you could say, look, this is a reoccurring thing. I'd like it to last at least another 10 years. And they can do a little mix. It's not a huge job. And get it to fit in there and look good.
Okay, so you're recommending that they still go with the
regular
as opposed to an epoxy caulk.
Correct.
Okay. That's what I really wanted to know. I would rather have the cement because I think that's what they should do. But when I had a couple of people start asking me telling me about the epoxy caulk, I thought, oh, wait a minute. And how is that going to look? Because if they don't put it in right, it's going to just make the joints look kind of goofy too.
Right. Correct.
In my opinion.
Correct.
So, okay. Okay, that answers that question. I just got to find the right kind of mason to do all of this because I do have other tuck pointing issues on the house in general.
Sandy, you're in Galewood?
You know, remember you used to love Bone Supply?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just a few blocks still west of that.
I still love Bone
Supply. I'm right down the street from Mars Candy Company.
I still love Bone Supply, but you also have a tuck pointing company that I recommended for years called Galewood Tuck Pointing.
You know what? Not my favorite anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they the guys that did the work 10 years ago?
Yes, they would have.
Yeah, those guys. Those guys don't work there anymore.
There was a change in ownership many years ago.
Oh, yeah. They've been around a long, long time. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
The company has, but not the new owner. So I did not care for the last job they did. So,
okay. Understood. Yeah. Understood. There's lots of choices out there. So I don't know them personally. It's just that years ago, I used them on a couple projects, probably with the old ownership. But that's good insight. Thank you so much, Sandy, for your phone call. I appreciate it. 877-213-4-LOU. This is Doug, who's in Kentland, Indiana. Hey, Doug, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou, how you doing?
I'm well, sir. Happy Independence Day.
And the same to you. I just walked in and I heard the conversation with the gentleman with the tombstone problem.
Yes, sir.
I mowed a cemetery for 5 years, and I did foundations for tombstones longer than that, and I think he should first contact the cemetery because he's probably paying for perpetual care.
Oh yeah, I didn't think about that. Sure.
And also, it sounds like that. You know, I don't know if it's settling towards the graves. That could be what's going on. That happens a little bit, but When I poured foundations, we had to pour them at least 30 inches deep because of frost, and sometimes I poured them 36 inches deep. And this sounds like it's not very deep. It may have been just like a temporary slab poured, and there was supposed to be a deeper one put in later. So I would first get with the cemetery, see what's going on with that.
That's a really good piece of advice. I didn't even think about that. Sure, you're probably paying for that care, and that would be something that perhaps they would remove the marker and then rework that
right.
foundation and get it right.
And I don't know how big a stone it is, but granite weighs something like 200 pounds per cubic foot.
So oh, yeah.
It's heavy stuff.
So when I'm just curious because I don't have any experience with this whatsoever. But when you guys would do these foundations, literally, would you just cut a hole in, go down, hopefully below the frost, and just fill it with concrete?
I would set a 2x4 frame in
up at the top,
flush with the ground
yep.
to get it level and get the size I wanted, and then dig down the depth I wanted, and then yeah, I sometimes wheelbarrowed yards of concrete out in the middle of a cemetery, and it was not fun.
I bet.
I'm old now, so I don't do it. but there sounds like there isn't a. I mean, I've seen where they've put temporary slabs in to get the stone in there, but it needs to be deeper than just a.
Sure.
3.5 inches, you know, what you get with a 2x4.
Well, so. And he's in St. Joe, Michigan, so, you know, it gets cold over there and close to the lake.
Yeah,
and
I would
imagine, yeah. And then what you said about the grave, if it's tilting towards the graveside because that ground was disturbed, would be common, wouldn't it?
They always settle, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so.
Very good. That's very good insight, Doug. I really do appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. See you later.
You too. Thank you so much for the phone call. 877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568. This is Kevin, who's calling in from the Burbs. Hey, Kevin, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning. Hello, Kevin.
This isn't Kevin. This is Rob.
Oh, hi, Rob. How are you? Well, she told me it is Rob, and I'm just looking. Kevin's going, I'm talking, but you're not saying anything. Hi, Rob. How may I help you?
Uh-huh. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, I have a new name for your show.
Okay.
You could call it Lou Man Group.
Lou Man Group. I can hear the lawsuit already, but thank you.
So here's my problem. We put in a dock, a simple dock, 8 feet by 3 feet, in the lake behind our house. The two of the poles did not go far enough into the dirt. They hit clay. We went and we got an auger, you know, twisted it in. Got about 4 inches in, it wouldn't go any further. So I would like you to suggest either further or a contractor who could come out and finish that for us.
Wait. So this is a wood dock, and you're using like a 6x6? What are you using to support the dock?
Oh, okay. So it's a wood dock, and we've got 1.25 inch galvanized steel pole.
Okay. And are you going to leave this dock in the wintertime?
Yes, year-round.
Okay.
Above the water line.
And where is this? Where what town?
I live in Elgin.
In Elgin. Gosh, I mean I don't know of people that come. Well, let me think about this. Hold on a second. I'm going to put you on hold and let me see if I can come up with an idea of who I could send you with. I'm going to put you on hold there, and then maybe I'll have Lindsay tell you that. You know, it's a real quick story before we take a break. Just that gentleman who had the experience about the with the cemetery. Years ago, when my mother passed away in 2006, my sister was still alive, and my mother's wish was to be placed in the family cemetery in Stagno, Italy. And so the entire family, my children, my wife, and my sister, who was at the time living in Denver, we traveled to Italy with my mother's ashes. And it was kind of funny, you know, funny in a way. My sister had my mother's ashes, and she was coming from Denver, and we flew to... Stagno is outside of Livorno, Italy. So we flew to, I think, Germany. And we had to run... to the next plane to get to Livorno. It was like a little prop plane. And my sister, who was at the time a little bit heavier, was like carrying my mother's ashes, which had a bunch of weight. And as she's running, she's like, "You carry her now." And like hands me my mother's urn as we're running to the plane. Anyway, I'm my Italian is just okay. And I'm coordinating with my my family in Italy about she wants to be buried in the same spot with her parents. And there they have like in the cemetery, they have mausoleums. And then a lot of the caskets are above ground. Like it's concrete and there's like a granite. It looks like a casket, but it's granite. You know, and their ashes, because we're there, and they have these headstones with these, I've never seen it before, it's like pictures, like some kind of picture that they put there that's some kind of etching. Amazing. I walk up, there's my grandparents, you know, like clean as day, their parents were in this thing. And so my cousin Monica, who speaks no English, coordinates all this thing, and I go, "Monica, just tell me however much it is." And so it was going to be 300 euros. To have these guys come out, and it was on Good Friday, so that was a whole problem too, because you can't have a service on Good Friday. But they were going to do it all, and then we found some priest that was going to say a few things. Okay, so these three Italian men come out. You know, they're they look like they work, but they work there. You know, they cut these. But anyway, I had to describe them. They just look like they were out of Central Casting, and we have the urn, and they're talking in Italian. They're having like a meeting, the three of them, and then they literally take the lid that looks like the top of a piano, and they slide it over, right, just wide enough to be able to put the urn inside there. And the priest says a few things, all in Italian, of course. And then they slide it back. And, like, all three of them are using their fingers, and they're making sure that it's perfectly lined up. They're taking more time than ever. Like, I would have been like, slide the thing over, put the thing in there, say the prayer, let's go. And so we get done. And my cousin Monica is having a fit. And in Italian, she's screaming, "We are not paying them. This is at the cemetery, 300 euro to move the thing over." And she's describing in Italian, they're rubbing the side of the thing. And I'm just, you know, I'm like, I don't want to make a, whatever they need. I mean, I'm an American coming in here trying to bury my mother. And she's yelling at these guys. In the end, I paid 150 euro for the whole thing. Which, I mean, whatever. I'm just trying to, you know, do the wishes of my mother. Right?
Oh.
It was. I wish I would have taken a video. They're looking, right. And one guy's looking at the side like he's setting up a highway. You know, like making sure that it's straight.
Well, they want to be respectful.
They just wanted their 300 euro, yeah. And they were going to go drink some wine and have some cheese and Italian bread. 7:48 in the morning, Lou Manfredini on Independence Day here on 720 WGM. We'll be right back.
A water leak early can mean the difference between a quick cleanup with paper towels and water damage repairs that can cost hundreds or thousands of dollars. Our new Tulutu this week is from a company called Kangaroo, whose mission is to make it easy for everyone to feel safer at home, helping folks safeguard their spaces in a hub-free, installation-free, and contract-free way. This morning, we're taking a look at Kangaroo's water and climate sensors, which are Wi-Fi water leak detectors that act as a smart preventative step to help avoid out-of-sight wet disasters. This little guy monitors changes in temperatures and humidity and sends alerts through the app to your phone. No installation, no wiring needed. It kind of looks like one of those Milano cookies. It's got two sensing probes on the underside of the machine and a reset button on the front. It's designed to be positioned immediately on the ground in a space the place water might gather, or it might be held on a wall or on a cupboard immediately beneath a water fixture. The sensor is powered by two AA batteries, and it's got a price tag of only $29.99. A steal and a way to keep your sanity if you're someone who worries about water in your home during storms or if you're out of town. You can find out more about the Kangaroo Water and Climate Sensor at heykangaroo.com. That's this week's New Tulu 2.
You know what my favorite part of that Noodaloo 2 thing that you did there? I love Milano cookies. Oh my gosh, I can't remember the last time I had a Milano cookies. Those are not on the Seattle Sutton.
Right?
That is not on the Seattle Sutton.
I'm sure not.
But can I tell you, a Milano cookie dipped in your coffee? Oh, because what happens is the dark chocolate stays, you know, gets a little soft, but then the cookie on the outside, so good. I remember that.
Now I want one.
The other thing that I like about that Kangaroo product is the fact that when I was first talking about water sensors years ago, when they came up with these Wi-Fi water sensors, they cost a fortune. And that's no longer the case anymore. Look at this. For $30, you can keep track of water and humidity. This in particular, what I think is a cool product is if you have a second home, say in Texas or in Florida, for many of you, what happens is you have to leave that air conditioning on. Now you're not there because it's 1,000 degrees, and you want to know what that humidity level is, because a lot of times I hear from people that have second homes in Florida. They go down there, oh, there was all kinds of mildew and mold in the house, the AC, blah, blah, blah. You know, I have someone check on it, but, you know, they weren't there for a couple weeks. And anyway, I think that it's the best $30. If you keep the Wi-Fi up, you know, and going, then it's a great way for you to monitor stuff and keep track of it. $30, that's a great, great deal. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Kevin. This is Kevin now. Hey, Kevin, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning. Morning, Kevin.
Morning, Lou.
How may I help you?
Morning. Hey, I'm looking at putting Mannington Duramax laminate flooring in a bathroom and just have it floating. Is that a good choice?
Can I talk you out of that to do a luxury vinyl instead of laminate? The reason is
sure.
the reason is that the luxury vinyl is 100% waterproof, and what I am finding with these vinyl floors, because they're a little bit more pliable, meaning the material itself, it's very firm. Don't get me wrong, but the laminate floors are so rigid that you can get kind of the slapping effect when you walk on the floors. Now, in a bathroom, it's probably not as noticeable because it's a smaller space, but in larger rooms, sometimes you can get these little pockets where you can kind of feel the floor slapping on the floor underneath it. The vinyl floors actually take a little bit of the shape, and they do a better job of settling, and it's 100% waterproof.
Okay.
That's what I would do, okay? Check out a product that I've talked a lot about, a company we've interviewed them before called Cali Bamboo, CaliBamboo.com, Cali Bamboo. They make a really, really good product. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 7:56 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini. Here he is now on House Smarts Radio.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long.
8:09 in the morning.
I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, yes, I'm still delivered. I'm yours.
This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by Dykstra Home Services and by ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby.
You know, my son, Quinn, the one that's going to get married to the beautiful Amy, she hadn't seen her parents in like a very long time. She's from New York, and they're going to be in New York for 10 days. Guess who's watching the new puppy? Guess who's babysitting Uncle Lou?
Grandpa Lou.
Grandpa Lou, the Lou puppy. Yeah.
I
slept with the puppy last night because... puppy gets up in the middle of the night. My wife's like, well, you get up early anyway. I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. So 4 a.m, this thing's ready to go. It's a cute
so
little thing.
Sweet.
It's a cute little thing.
Did I see that that Amy said yes to the dress yesterday?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that that's, is that common knowledge?
Well, it was on Instagram.
We're now just toss it on a 50,000-watt station.
Yeah, right. Well, evidently she has. So congratulations.
Yay!
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm kind of hands off on all this. I want to just wait and see, and you know. So
there wasn't like a picture of her in it. It was just like,
well, no, you're not supposed to do that. Do we still do that? Like Joe? Did you, Joe? You're a newly married man. You did not see your beautiful wife in her dress prior to.
I did not. No. And when I picked my suit, I posted on Instagram, I said absolute to the suit.
Is that a thing?
Nice.
No,
it is now.
Is that a thing, or did you just make that
up? It's not a thing. I just made it just to be annoying.
Quick on your feet.
It's good.
Joe.
He's
that's
a funny guy.
I thought about it for a while.
That's the kind of quickness you're going to get if Joe Brand's doing pregame and postgame for the Sox games. Just throwing that out there.
And a sharp suit.
I agree.
And a sharp suit. Joe, will you wear a suit every day? No, you wouldn't want to do that.
All right, well, now we got it for the 8 o'clock hour, so that's a good check mark there. And can't wait to see what you got for the 9 o'clock hour, Lou.
Well, give me time. Give me some time. All right. Anyway, so we're watching the dog, and so she's very sweet.
What's the breed, Lou?
What's the breed? She is a miniature golden doodle.
Oh, come on.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. The millennial dog.
Oh, my gosh. So cute.
She is cute. And,
so.
Yeah, and she's tiny. And, I mean, the thing is, you know, whatever. She's great. I mean, I love it. And here's the funny thing is, so we have two dogs. And Enzo is all she wants to be is Enzo's best friend. So he's the big, giant, old dog. And he can't hear, as we, you know, with the fireworks, he could care less because he can't hear. And so he's old, so he lies around a lot. And she, when she sees him, she comes in and she nuzzles. And so he's lying on his side, so you can imagine he's got long legs. He would have been a great model. And she takes her nose and digs underneath his front arms because she wants to be hugged by him. And then he lies there for a second because he's delirious, you know, and he doesn't know what's going on. And then he puts his head up and he'll look at me like, really? I got to do this? And then he'll get up, which he has a hard time getting up. And then the other dog, Flo, what kind of dog is it?
A Shih Tzu.
She can't stand this dog. She is so annoyed. This dog has such an attitude, Flo, that when she sees the dog and the dog comes up to her and barks at her, like, bark, bark, play with me, she gets up, turns around so her back is to the dog, and sits back down.
Cold shoulder.
I mean, right.
It's brutal.
It's brutal. But I mean, it's just so funny that these dogs have like that attitude. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I want nothing to do with you. I am turning my back on you.
Have you seen the movie Homeward Bound? Do you remember that movie? It's an old movie with three. Anybody? Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not in a long time.
Michael J. Fox was the voice of Chance, I think.
Shadows. So you've got like the three Shadows, the older one, that's Enzo. And then Sassy's actually a cat, but that's Flo. It's just like the sassy cat who's kind of like walks through the center of attention. And then the puppy, Chance, who Michael J. Fox voices Chance in the. And that's like little Luna.
Don just said that. Keep up.
Three amigos.
Keep up.
It's fun.
Don's on it. Don's on it.
I think Sally
loves it.
Sally Field is the cat.
Sally Field is the cat?
Field.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Don.
I just can't remember Shadow. I can't remember the voice.
Remember, we have Rain Man back. Rain Man's back with us. I'm an excellent driver.
All I can remember from that movie is, doesn't a porcupine spike one of the dog's faces?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all I remember from
the movie. That's right. You got it.
Chance.
Right on the nose.
Yeah, all right, funny. More Homeward Bound talk coming up next hour. 877-213-4-LOU is our number. This is Ann in Willowbrook. Ann, good morning. You're on WGN.
Hello.
Hi there. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi there. Good morning.
Yes, my name is Anne, and I'm calling about a whistle in our toilet, and also, you know, about siding.
Okay, I'll start with the vinyl versus aluminum. It's very hard to find aluminum siding anymore, and the vinyl is a better choice, the colors all the way through, and that would be my recommendation for you. The thicker, the better when it comes to vinyl. And I think that would be the choice you would do. The whistle in your toilet could be from a clogged fill valve on the toilet. And what you can do to test this out, you know where the water valve is and that feeds the toilet that comes out of the wall?
Yes.
Turn that all the way off. And then
okay.
And then I want you to turn it on just a quarter of a turn.
And okay.
And then the whistle may go away because you're going to slow down the pressure coming in. If it still whistles at that reduced volume of water, then you probably have to replace the fill valve in the toilet, which is the part that's connected to where the water line comes into the toilet. That portion is called the fill valve, and and that is probably what has to be replaced.
All right, Lou. Thank you for all of your help. We enjoy your program.
Thank you very much, Ann. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Diane, who's in West Bend, Wisconsin. Hello? Hey, Diane, you're on WGN.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. Happy Independence Day.
Yes, you too. Are you having firecrackers tonight?
I'm going to see them. I'm not going to do them, but sure.
Okay. That'll be fun. We have a deck on the back of our summer home. And it's a big deck. It's about 40 feet by 15 feet.
Okay.
And we're going to stain it with your Pentalon product that you use.
Penofin.
And
I thought you said I thought you said Peloton. You're going to stain it with the Peloton product. You're going to be pedaling. Go ahead.
Oh man. Okay. We have it all. Power washed and clean.
Okay.
But now, next, I know you recommend just to sand it.
A little bit of sanding would be... How old is this deck?
Oh, it's probably 30 years old, but it's in very good shape.
Right. But see, here's what happens. When that wood gets old, Diane, you get this thing I talk about called wood sheen, that it almost petrifies on that outer layer of a deck board. And if I don't open up that fiber... Just a little bit of sanding. I don't need it to be a lot. I realize it's a big deck.
Mm-hmm.
While you can rent a pad sander, the issue with deck boards is you get a little bit of cupping, and you won't get a lot of the surface. And so really, it's hands and knees, random orbit sander, where you're just going on a board real quick.
That's what I figured. Okay.
Not much. And then once we open that up, we sweep it, put on that Penofin with a brush, get to one end. Wipe it off. Try not to do it in direct sunlight. Don't do it on a really hot day like today. And you're going to get lasting years of performance.
Oh, I can't wait to get this done. I had another question about it. If we sand it all, should we do all of it first or do it in sections? Because it's so big.
The decking?
Like if we sand it and it rains,
Here's the thing: is if you're going to do it, make sure that if you're going to do it in phases, stop on a full board. You know what I mean? Do it in a way that like you're going to stop at this board and that one line. Okay, look, I've done this part of the deck. You don't want to start in the middle of a board and leave it because then you'll get an issue with the color transfer.
Right.
But if you can go horizontally, across the boards and then you end on a board. And you can even take a little before and after picture, which will look nice.
Okay. All right. Terrific. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Diane. I appreciate you calling this morning. It's 8:19 in the morning. It's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Thank you, Lou. I love the clean, crisp look of white, like the new just-in and in-stock Prior Creek White Shaker Cabinets, built right here in the USA. Love that, too. Their frameless construction and full extension drawers come fully assembled, ready to take home and install the same day. White is a great neutral color for kitchens or baths, especially if it saves you a lot of green. And Tom's price on these versatile cabinets won't be beat. Get the best value for your money and stop in to see what's new at Builder Supply Outlet today.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini for the Gilkey Window Company. You know, one of the things that drew me to Gilkey is the fact that they're a family-owned company. Also, Gilkey sells their windows directly to consumers, which means there are no middleman markups. This allows Gilkey to build better, more energy-efficient windows at an exceptional value so you reap the savings. Right now, take advantage of their buy one, get one 50% off offer and take $700 off patio and entry doors or no money down and no interest for 12 months. You can visit one of their two showrooms in Chicago Ridge, open Monday through Saturday, and in Palatine, open 7 days a week, even Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. To learn more or to set up a free no-obligation in-home visit and estimate, give Gilkey a call at 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888-3-GILKEY. Or you can check them out online at gilkey.com. Choose vinyl or choose fiberglass. Just be sure to choose Gilkey.
Early morning, stay safe and stay connected with Morgan Kochmeyer's weather forecast and Sarah Gindra's traffic reports. Weekdays 4 to 6 on WGN-TV Morning News.
I need to talk to that Morgan Kochmeyer. She's a lovely woman. Just had a baby. She does the radio drop-ins, you know, when she does the weather for us. And I want to talk to her about how she ends her reports. I need a little more pep in her step. It's kind of like she's done. No. Oh. She does a great job, but then she has, you know how people have a certain tonal quality? She says, I'm Morgan Kochmeyer. Like, she trails off. I'm Morgan Kochmeyer. I want it to end high. Because she's a lovely woman.
Oh.
And she's bubbly, and it's really funny. You should watch that WGN Morning News. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, like, on WGN, like, I was going to finish the last spot so you could go into the next.
Do it.
On WGN-TV Morning News.
Warm weather in Chicagoland means it's home improvement season. ComEd wants you to know that electricity can jump from power line to you and the tools you're using. So always maintain a safe distance from any power lines when you climb up on a ladder to work on or around your home. If you can't keep a safe distance, well, you can call ComEd at 1-800-EDISON-1 to have them de-energized. They want your next commercial and DIY project to be successful. And most importantly, safe, smart, stay safe, stay back, ComEd, powering lives. 8:22 in the morning, 877-213-4LU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's get back to the phone lines here and talk with Crystal, who's in Chicago. Hi, Crystal, you're on WGN.
Well, good morning.
Morning.
I have a problem that I'm not sure I can do on my own, but I'm trying to come up with some ideas.
Okay.
The bathroom toilet in our basement flushes really slow. Liquids are fine. Solids are another issue, and you can plunge and plunge and plunge and plunge, and it seems like there may be an obstruction like way back in some place. But because of the pandemic, I didn't want to have like a company come out and rot it out.
Tell me, Crystal, do you have an ejector pit, or does it just go into the...
Yes.
It does.
Nope. Ejector pit.
Okay.
Ejector.
And that ejector pit, does that also help? Does it service your washer-dryer?
It's the shower that's down there.
Okay. Where's the washer-dryer?
Washer-dryer's on the first floor upstairs.
Okay. And if you're taking a shower, not a problem?
Not a problem.
Okay.
The sink, not a problem.
Okay, now I'm going to ask another question. It'll flush liquids, no problem. Solids, it won't. It gets clogged, or it just won't flush them.
It just doesn't really flush. It goes. It's like it doesn't have a good whoosh.
Yeah. Okay. So let's try this since you want to try and do this yourself. Do you have a hand mirror at the house? Like, you know, to look at the back of your hair when you're doing your hair. That's what I use it for. I want you to take a metal hanger, take the metal hanger apart, and then that little piece that's twisted around the hook that you hang on the rod, I want you to bend it up and then use the mirror and the holes that are underneath the toilet, under the rim.
Yeah, clean off.
I want you to scrape those out like a dentist. Like you're doing, removing the plaque, my least favorite part of going to the dentist. I hate that part.
Okay.
When you do that, you're going to increase the flushing action of your toilet. And and that may solve the problem. If that doesn't, it's possible that there's some sort of clog where the solids are hanging up just beyond the toilet. Now, I mean, I will tell you, with the pandemic, you know, most of the service providers that are coming into your home are taking extra measures to make sure that they're safe. And, you know, and it's the type of thing, quite frankly, you could leave, you know, you could, like, let the plumber in and say, all right, I'm going to go sit in the car and listen to WGN or stay up in the kitchen or whatever it is. And let them do their work where you'd have minimal contact with them.
Well, my concern, not so much as the contact with them, is aren't they coming in with their snake that they've had in somebody else's house with their fecal matter, and now they're putting it introducing that into my home?
Well, they were always doing that even before the pandemic. Now they do clean all that. They do clean all that stuff, and so, I mean, I don't know. That's a very good point. Do they disinfectant all that? This is a good morning topic, by the way.
Yummy.
It is
right before breakfast.
But you know, you could certainly address that with them, but. More than likely, they'll pull the toilet, rod the thing out, and since it's going to an ejector pit, it's a short distance, and so they may not have to come up with a very large piece of equipment to do all that. But it wouldn't surprise. Go ahead.
Well, I stopped at an Ace, and they gave me something called Zip Brain Defense, which is like a I don't know what it is. It's supposed to help with pipe buildup. And they said I could try putting that in the toilet and see if that would help.
Well, that would... Go ahead.
I also bought a 25-foot snake, power snake, that goes on a drill, but it's only a quarter of an inch. And my contractor says that's not going to do anything.
Well, it's a short run. I don't think the issue is in your... I think it's in the holes underneath the rim of the toilet. How about this?
Okay.
Do the tip with the rim of the toilet. If it works, call me back next week. If it doesn't work, call me back next week, and we'll go to the next level.
Okay, awesome. Thanks so much, Lou. I appreciate it.
You got to have a great day. Appreciate you calling. It's 8:27 in the morning. Time now to take a break. We'll be right back.
Give buying things a rest. Why don't you invest in experiences? Unforgettable adventures that you'll cherish forever. Let me help. I'm Peter Greenberg with 10,000 tips for your travel right here on 720 WGN.
This afternoon at 3.
When nothing less than perfect will do.
Call 630 Perfect.
Perfect Home Services.
Heating, cooling, plumbing, keep running with licensed expertise.
Speedy service done right, satisfaction guaranteed.
The best techs in the biz
since 1992.
Keep you comfy and safe. Just check online reviews.
When nothing less than perfect will do.
Call 630 Perfect.
Perfect Home Services.
630 Perfect.
Are you living with pain, putting off treatment? At North Shore University Health System's Orthopedic and Spine Institute, we're committed to caring for you safely. Online, on the phone, or in person, practicing the latest safety protocols. As Illinois' only hospital dedicated to patients with neck, back, and joint issues, we work together with one goal. Your goal. Living your life pain-free. So don't delay. Get the care you need now. Visit northshore.org/ortho.
During the Ram 4th of July sales event, your Ram dealer is rolling up their sleeves to get you a great deal on the Ram truck you've had your sights on, with the power to shop and buy at ram.com.
Body the Yard maintenance-free outdoor furniture made from recycled plastic jugs is the perfect addition to your outdoor patio, deck, or backyard. And they got great news for you. Their Vernon Hills showroom is now open. Head over, check out their gliders, fire tables, planters, over 350 maintenance-free items you can leave outside all year long. Made in the USA, Body the Yard's outdoor furniture collection is built to last. For more details, go to buytheyard.net. And remember, Body the Yard's Vernon Hills showroom is now open.
Hey, we have plenty of hot... I'm singing Neil Diamond during the break. We have plenty of hot days ahead of us. It's time to schedule your annual air conditioning tune-up by the pros at Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling. Normally, it's $150, but right now, your WGN listeners, it's just $97. Maybe the best $97 you'll spend all year. With over 50 years of world-class customer service, trust Lindeman to keep your family safe and comfortable all year long. To schedule... go to Lindeman.com. That's Lindeman, LindeMann.com for Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling. 8:30 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here, House Smarts Radio. I love Neil Diamond. You don't like Neil Diamond? I told you the Neil Diamond.
That's the funniest thing.
Go ahead.
Well, I met my in-laws, and it was a big topic yesterday, so it was really funny when you brought it up, because I said I didn't like him, and they were all like, what? And then that's all they played all last night. So then you started singing it, ironically, this morning, and here we are again.
I had a friend of mine give us tickets as a gift to my wife and I, and two other friends went to go see Neil Diamond at the United Center, and the place was packed. We were on the floor of the United Center, probably like 10 rows back from the stage. And we're like, wow, Neil Diamond. I mean, this, you know, never seen the man, you know, perform. And it was, he had an amazing band. I mean, they sounded great. And as we're milling about getting ready, Lindsay's heard this story before, and this woman said, "How many Neil Diamond shows have you been to?" To my wife and I, and we're both like, "This is our first one." "Oh, don't worry, I'll tell you when to stand up." So, of course, I ask, "How many have you been to? Jim, how many have we been to?" And he's like, "This is our 42nd Neil Diamond show."
Oh.
And, like, evidently the next night he was going to Milwaukee. "Oh, and we're going to go see him in Milwaukee, too." "Coming to America." Come on, that's Neil Diamond.
I don't get it.
He was, I got to tell you, he sounded great. I mean, I know he doesn't perform anymore. He's, his health is not great, but he really did sound great. And I think at the time he was like in his mid-70s, and I was like, "Wow, that guy's rocking out." 877-213. "You don't bring me flowers anymore." Terry in Chicago, if he hasn't hung up already, is right there. Hey, Terry, you're on WGN.
Morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Favorite Neil Diamond song?
Caroline.
Sweet Caroline. How can you? It's for the president's daughter. Lindsay, it's Independence Day, for crying out loud.
I can't help it.
Go ahead, Terry.
Okay. A couple weeks ago, I changed oil on my lawnmowers, put the oil aside in a gallon container so I could recycle it. Somehow, a couple days ago, must have popped a leak during the middle of the night.
Oh, no.
Got all over my floor of the garage and the front apron. I tried using hot water and some Dawn. Even try and hard brush, and even use some WD-40. So I wondered, what would you suggest to try to get that stain off?
It's concrete?
Concrete, yes, sir.
Okay, I'm telling you, I have used this now on three different occasions, and it's like a super material. Superzilla. As crazy as this sounds, it's an oil, but it's a bio-based oil, and it's a cleaner. It's a guy in Michigan that invented it. If you go to his website, you'll fall in love with this guy. He's so super passionate. And you can find it at Ace. I want you to pour this, squirt it. It comes like in a WD-40 bottle. They have bigger bottles too, but Ace, I think, sells it spray it on and get a nylon brush. If you can, get a one of those nylon brushes you put on the end of a drill and scrub it in, and then let it sit there for like 10 minutes. And then scrub it again. And then go with the Dawn dishwashing liquid in the warm water, scrub it, rinse it, and I bet you'll get it all done. But you got to do this when we hang up the phone.
Okie doke. I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Lou.
You got it, Terry. We're coming to America. Sweet. Come on. How about Kentucky Woman? Yeah, I mean.
Line three.
Patty is in Lincolnshire. Hi, Patty. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. I have to tell you, everything you suggest works. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And I have had Executive Green carpet cleaning 3 times. They have been fabulous. They're just incredible. I would never have anyone else.
They're wonderful, and it's a wonderful company and a nice family, and they're just, these people are just trying to do a good job, and it's nice to see a nice local company like that get exposed to a larger group of people. So that's very nice of you to say.
I agree. I talk them up all the time.
How may I help
and
you?
The other thing, I used Gilkey windows just because you recommended it last summer. Wow, they were terrific as well.
All right, so since you said that everything I worked, you want me to try and give you the lotto numbers and see if they work?
Oh, no, I don't do that.
Good, because I can't guarantee
that.
I do
have a question about the vacuum that you recommended works, WORX.
Oh, the cordless vacuum cleaner? Correct.
Yes, yeah. I ordered 2 of them, one for my daughter and one for myself. She loves it. I'm going to have to wait for her to come over and put it together for me. Tell me, is it safe to leave the battery charger plugged in all the time?
Meaning with the battery the battery not? I mean, is it safe? Yes. Do you need to do it? No, because do get a little, what they call a little vampire draw, meaning that if you keep a charger plugged in or any device, really, there's a little bit of a draw through your system. And they do have internal shutoffs, and so you know, people.
So there's not going to be a chance of fire if I leave it plugged in.
No, they're all
too long.
No, absolutely no. And as a rule of thumb, I keep them unplugged. But do I all of a sudden realize that the charger's been plugged in for a week, and I'm like, oh, I got to unplug that? I don't worry about it because there are thermal cutoffs on the whole thing, and they're all rated and no risk whatsoever.
Okay, good. That answers my question, and I thank you. Have a good 4th. I can't believe you're there on the 4th of July.
How about that? Working hard for my money. How about Donna Summer? You like Donna Summer? You love Donna Summer. Line 2. Okay, good. Work hard for my money. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hi, Patty. Oh, no, this is Barbara in Chicago. Barbara, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. We are considering putting on a concrete patio.
Okay.
And it was suggested that we use this stamped concrete.
Okay.
And we wanted to color it, and I had questions. Does a stamped concrete do well, and does the color last with it?
Okay. So the stamping looks great.
Okay.
It is concrete, and so concrete can crack. When you stamp it, it'll typically, if it's going to crack, it's going to crack in the joints where the stamps are. They almost become like architectural control joints of a concrete. So the prep work is very important. The colorant is something they typically add to the mix inside when they're mixing it and pouring it, and then they add a little more color at the end to finish it off. And so, you know, if you can imagine, you know, whatever, let's say you're going to make it a brown or a red tint or whatever it is, that color you'll see go down, and then they brighten it up by adding a little bit more color at the top. That will, over time, fade a little bit, but the underlying color of whatever you choose will be there. It's probably an important thing to have sealed down the line, and I think it's beautiful. How big of a patio are we talking about?
Paul, how big? About
12 by 20.
12 by 20.
Yeah.
Or 14 by 20.
I can't stress to you enough how important the prep work is. Where in Chicago do you live, Barbara?
Are you?
Near you. We live in Portage Park.
Oh, I love Portage Park. Okay, so have you heard me talk about, we have a sponsor that's been around since the 50s called Robert R. Andreas and Sons?
Uh-huh.
I'd give them a call.
I've heard you talk about
it. I'd give them a call to get an estimate. I'll give you a pen or pencil. 708-863-5735.
Okay. 5735. Okay. We will do that. And so do you seal it, though, right away, or should we wait?
They'll probably come back, and part of their, you know, whomever you in something like this, because this is not just concrete, right? This is a little bit of an architectural thing. I want you to contract with whomever you hire to do the sealing so that you're protected from a warranty standpoint, meaning that if you do it separately and they're like, oh, well, you didn't seal it in time, and now that's not my problem, you got fingers pointing, they're probably going to wait about 30 days. They'll probably put an initial sealer on, but then they'll wait another 30 days and come back and hit it again once it cures.
Okay. That sounds great. And I had another question about wet and forget.
Okay.
When that could go on the house and the concrete, right?
It can go on just about any exterior surface, absolutely.
And do you wet it first, or do you spray that on the house or the concrete dry?
Typically on like concrete and stuff, they like it to be damp. However, when you do the if you do the hose end that has the hose connected to it, that's all one stop shop.
Right.
But you have to wet down any vegetation that's around there to make sure that you know, to make sure that you're not causing any issues for the, you know, the grass, and because it is designed to kill that organic material, and so the green and the brown and all that stuff that's growing, it can harm the grass as well. So you just want to make sure that you're treating that area properly before and after you use the product. Thanks so much for the phone call. 877-213-4LU. This is Gene in Orland Park. Good morning, Gene. You're on House Smarts Radio.
How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
Okay, Lou, what I'm calling up on, and number one, I'm sorry I hung up on you last week, but I'm at work like I am today.
No problem.
I want to put in some wood flooring. I live in a condo. I'm on the first floor, and I was told about first putting down like that weather barrier, that plastic, and then on top of it to put like an underlayment about a quarter inch that's weather treated, the tongue and groove, because of the fact that in the wintertime like that, the flooring gets super cold. Summertime like that, if it rains at times like that, I don't know if I have a crack in my foundation someplace. And I live in like four pack, but I'm on the bottom floor.
Okay. You want real wood flooring?
Well, I was looking at that,
luxury vinyl?
That plank, like the plank flooring where you could snap it together like.
Yeah, but that's, okay, if you want real wood flooring, what you're describing is putting a vapor barrier, and then I think what you're talking about is that dry lock underlayment that is like a 2x2 square that locks together that has the metal feet on the bottom.
Okay.
If you were going to do real wood flooring, you'd put a vapor barrier down, you'd put this this dry lock underlayment that has little metal feet, and then it's got, I think it's 5/8 inch plywood on top of it, and it locks together with cam locks, and then you would nail the flooring to that with an additional underlayment there to touch it. But all of a sudden, I'm losing, you know, inch and a half, almost 2.5 inches from the, I'm raising the floor up. If you're going for the look of wood and you want the performance to, you know, not have an issue with water.
Right.
This whole luxury vinyl flooring that looks like wood and it's impregnated, it has a built-in vapor barrier and it's 100% waterproof. And I think in particular when you're talking about a below grade application like you have, it really makes the most sense because you can clean up the floor, make sure it's in good shape, and if you were to get a little bit of a leak or something like that, it wouldn't be a big deal because, as I mentioned, it's 100% waterproof. And this floor, I talked with an earlier caller this morning about the fact that it the floor sort of settles in and it feels really nice underneath your feet. And I would do that over trying to do a real wood floor in an application like you have, Gene.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, bud. Have a good day at work. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-2134-LOU. It's 8:44 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Got up in the attic the next rain to look around and found a specific point of a leak right where the chimney comes out the roof. So I immediately thought, it's probably a flashing issue. We called a...
And did you kind of hike up your pants at that point? Because they're like, oh, yeah, it's probably a flashing issue.
Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah, honey, don't worry, I can handle it. I can handle it. You're kind of looking like Don Knotts in the Andy Griffith Show.
Exactly.
Right. Well, you know, I think it's a flashing detail. And all I need is a little caulk, and I'm all set, honey. I think I need to take a nap.
Now back to your host on House Smarts Radio.
Your sledgehammer.
Welcome back.
Why don't you call my name?
I saw there's some ads on TV. It's a roofing company, and they're showing some guy like doing some roofing, and it's an animated spot, and the hammer looks like a rubber mallet. They need to work on that because it's not the right hammer. You wouldn't use a rubber mallet like banging on a roof. I think the whole idea is supposed to kind of look like Thor and his hammer, but it looks like a rubber mallet that I have in my toolbox. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Ryan, who's in Rockford. Hey, Ryan, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, sir. I was calling. I wanted to get a quote for repiping my house, and I called the repipe specialist, but they don't come this far north. I'm in actually Rockton, Illinois, which is like right on the Wisconsin border. And I was wondering if you had somebody to recommend that would come this around here, maybe.
Why don't you try? We have a new sponsor out of Aurora that that does plumbing and heating called Perfect Home Services. And they have licensed plumbers on staff, and they probably come out to you guys. If you go to perfecthomeservices.com, you can find the information there. And tell them Lou sent you, and see if they'll come out and help you out.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. Thanks so much. 877-2134-LOU. This is Rich in Caledonia. Hey, Rich, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Rich handed the phone to his better half, and I want to say happy 4th of July to you, Lou. And my favorite Neil Diamond song is coming from there.
She's coming to America.
You know it.
I know. Well, that's all I know.
Okay, me too.
Lindsay's giving me the sign like, hang up on her. I do not like Neil Diamond. That's all right. But you and I, we're going to be together in our Neil Diamond love. All right.
We'll convert her.
Right. How may I help you?
Okay, last November, we had our front stoop sidewalk step replaced, and it was November, and they covered it with a tarp, and we got 3 inches of snow, if you remember last November. Mm-hmm. And when
it was like the only snow we got.
You're right, and right. It was pretty cold, and they had put pieces of wood and stone on the tarp to hold the tarp down from being blown away. So a couple of days later, when the snow was gone and they removed the tarp, we have this mottling or discoloration on the cement, gray and white, and not even a cool artistic stamping look. So we talked to the person that was responsible, and he said, oh, let it cure out over the winter, and I'll get back to you in the spring. So we have started up with him again because it hasn't gone away. And they tried spraying a bleach spray on it, and now they want to apply an opaque sealer or a stain. I don't understand how that will help, but what do you have in your toolbox that you can recommend to us?
You probably already paid him for all this, and so if it were me, there's nothing that's going to, here's the conversation I would have with them. That modeling is due to the, exactly what you said, the plastic, the wood, it was curing, it created this kind of impression on there, and by blending it in with the stain and everything, it'll be better, but it will never be right. And you could talk to the contractor and say, we can either do that and I'll keep calling you back because it won't look right and you know it, or we can just re-pour the whole thing. And they take their lumps and they do it and that's it. The right thing for them to do is to re-pour it.
I agree, but he refuses now.
Okay. So, then, you know, it all depends on how far you want this thing to go. You know what I mean? I mean, I promise you that if you do something like a small claims court and everything like that, the only people that are going to benefit from this, and this is not an indictment on them, but the only people that are going to benefit are the attorneys, because they're going to get their fees, and you may or may not get what you want. And then it's just all kinds of... it's done, it's all kinds of aggravation. So I would try one more time and say, okay, if we're going to do the stain thing, you know, do you really think that's going to look okay and that would be acceptable to you and a good representation of your quality of workmanship? Because if it does, if you know what I mean? If it doesn't look good And like, who's responsible for that? It's not my fault, meaning you, that this happened. And it's not your fault either. I get it. But in the end, you're a professional doing a professional job. Is this the representation you want of your work? And then put it back on
there. And as far as that epoxy goes, is that something that will stay on, or will it peel off over time?
No, no. You live in a place where the climate is, if you lived in Arizona, maybe, although you don't want to live in Arizona right now, but but in Arizona, maybe, but no, I would not do it. I would try the approach that I just said with this person. I mean, I don't know what the relationship is now that you have with them, and I think that, you know, see what happens. You know, hopefully this person will come to their senses and realize, okay, whatever, I don't want to do this, it's going to cost me money. But then at the same time, you have this thing lingering out there, and the word of mouth from that bad project is just going to come back to continually bite this person in the rear end. 877-213-4LU. Let's take one more call here before we need to take a break. This is Dee in Chicago. Hey, Dee, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. You are my favorite addiction.
Oh,
I live in an apartment, but every Saturday I have to start the day with you.
Oh, you're so nice. Thank you. How may I help you?
This is a tale of two tubs. My daughter lives in a beautiful condo with a beautiful tub that has this long microfiber slit, and trying to figure out how to repair that without having to take out the entire tub.
Wait. Microfiber, what?
Really long, tiny slits.
Oh, I see. So she has a split in the tub.
Yes. Very long.
Is it a fiberglass tub?
It's a porcelain.
Oh. And does it leak?
It doesn't leak. She's concerned it will get larger and larger over time.
Oh. Well, if it's a porcelain, like a cast iron tub with a porcelain coating, it's probably just a crack in the porcelain. If there's no leak in the cast iron, I really wouldn't worry about it. The only way to fix it is to recoat the whole tub. And now we're talking about doing some sort of paint finish over the top of it, which will look beautiful when it's all done. But 5 or 6 years from now, she may experience some peeling and have a problem, with it down the line then that I don't think she'll want.
Okay.
I would just clean it, keep an eye on it, make sure that it doesn't leak. If it leaks, then we have a problem. But I wouldn't worry about it. Just leave it, keep an eye on it, and go from there.
Great. And my tub, unfortunately, has this terrible shading as if five people took a bath, and it leaves that stain all around. I've tried everything and trying not to over-scrub it so that it ruins, but still have that look as if it never got clean.
Do you own a cordless drill?
No.
Can you borrow one? Or you have a drill? Like an electric drill?
Yes.
Okay, well, that'll work.
Yes.
I want you to get a nylon scrubbing brush that you're going to put on the end of the drill. And I want you to you're going to buy it at the hardware store, and you're also going to buy a product at the hardware store called Kaboom. K-A-B-O-O-M.
Yes.
Spray it on. Let it sit there for 5 minutes. Spray it again. Scrub it with that nylon brush and the drill. Make sure the cord is not in there and you're not getting it wet. But just be careful. Plug it into the GFI outlet that's in the bathroom. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then that will clean it all up. And that's as good as it's going to look. But that product really does work, coupled with the nylon scrubbing brush on the end of the drill. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 8:58 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back after this.
Let's move on down to Mary. Good morning, Mary. Hi, I forgot your name.
It's Lou.
Lou, okay.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
All right, Bob, what can I do for you?
Good morning, Alan. Oh, no, you said Lou.
Hey, we know it's early, but thanks for waking up with us.
So how can I help you, Jim?
All right, this is Bob.
Bob, Betty, Bo, whoever you are, Lou is taking your calls right now. Now back to your host on House Smarts Radio.
What's in a name? Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568. Nice to have Don Kleppen joining us once again. Don, you'll appreciate this. And Joe, I don't know if you heard this as well, but when I get done talking with you guys, I want you to go to WGNradio.com or you can go to my Facebook page. My daughter Carmen shared a story, someone that she follows on Twitter, a writer who writes comic books. And on the day that Carl Reiner passed away, this gentleman posted a Carl Reiner story about his father and Carl Reiner. They didn't know each other, but it was an interaction or a love of Carl Reiner and his work on Your Show of Shows with Sid Caesar that had motivated his father to become a writer, which he did. And then years and years later, and something that happened during Your Show of Shows was something that inspired him, that he had like a running joke for his entire life. And then he meets Carl Reiner years later. And this story that this gentleman wrote, I actually sent it to John Williams because I wanted to really talk about it this morning. But I knew John would do such a better job with it than me. And he did, because John's awesome. You can listen to him from 9 to noon right here on WGN Radio Monday through Friday. And then the Wintrust Business Lunch from noon to 1. And Sunday Night Standard with John Williams, which is on from 9 to 11 on Sunday nights. But John reads this tweet that this gentleman wrote. And you, Joe, and you, Don, when you get a chance, it's very long, but it is so worth it. It's really good. So go check that out, please.
Will do. Thanks for the tip, Lou.
Yeah, really, really good. I put a link up on my Facebook page as well. I think you'll find it to be very interesting. I read it to my father-in-law yesterday. Of course, he's in his late 80s, and he told me that, you know, when he was back in, they didn't have a television set, and they used to go over to other people's homes to watch Your Show of Shows, which was the television show. I mean, really, it was the infancy of television, and, you know, the writers at the time were Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks and Neil Simon.
Wow.
And others, and so it's like a breeding ground for some of the legendary talent that Woody Allen as well was one of them as well. It's long, read it, and it's so worth it. Go to my Facebook page, at Lou Manfredini, and you'll find it there as well. Good job, John. You did a very nice job. It was one of those moments when John was reading it, and I even sent him that. It was the, you said this, driveway moment, where you don't want to get out of the car. You just want to keep listening to it. It's so good.
Glued to the radio.
Yeah, really, really good. 877-213-4-LOU. Let's talk to Bill, who's in Alsip. Hey, Bill. Cool. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
My name is Bill. I'm in Alsip.
Okay. My name is Lou, and I'm on the radio.
Yes, sir, and I love your show. I listen to it all the time. You're just fantastic. You have so many tips for a do-it-yourselfer like me. And what I wanted to do was relate to you. You had a lady on there this morning that was talking about a toilet that just, you know, number two wouldn't flush on down the toilet. And you were telling her to do, you know, the holes underneath, and I did that. This was my father-in-law's toilet about a year ago. And the strangest thing, the same thing happened, and I just couldn't figure it out. I rotted it, like you said, and did the holes, but it still wouldn't happen. So we decided to replace the toilets.
Okay.
And lo and behold, when we took the toilet off, there was a flushable wipe that was about 90% covering the hole on the floor.
No way.
And I don't like flushable wipes like you do. I don't like them, but some lady that was caretaking my my mother-in-law, while she was still living, was using flushable wipes. Oh, my goodness, I couldn't believe it. So I wanted to relate that to your listeners, that that, you know, is you don't want to use flushable wipes, and that could be a problem for that lady that was on the air.
That's a really good tip, because you're right. You know, I think most it's funny. Most plumbers, they like flushable wipes because it's good for business. But they, they will tell you that, you know, it's funny. I have a friend of mine, Chris, who's in the paper business, and we were talking about, you know, how now during this whole pandemic, the hand wipes have been so, you know, in short supply. And part of the problems with those hand wipes, and she was mentioning this to me, is, you know, those are actually made with plastic. So the thing that keeps them together is, while it is a paper product, it is impregnated with fibers of plastic, which, of course, we have way too much plastic in the world. And and so these flushable wipes are kind of a similar product in how they're made. Now, they're not as durable, obviously, as one of those wipes, because you're not scrubbing a countertop, you're wiping your bum. But they are not as they don't dissolve as quickly as regular tissue paper, and even certain kinds of tissue paper can be problematic too. But that's a really good tip, that it could be something like that. It's interesting, though, telling, you know, in your story, Bill, that you said you rotted it and plunged it, and no matter what, it was still just stuck there right over the closet flange.
Yes, it was stuck over the flange, and I could not get I had a rotter and everything, and it just wouldn't break that. You know, I thought maybe I did. I got through the hole, but I don't think I did, because when we took it off, that flushable wipe was covering about 90% of the hole. And it's pretty durable, because they're put together with latex. I used to work in that business.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't use anything but toilet paper. And I told my girls when they were growing up, don't put anything down that toilet than toilet paper.
Yeah, there's
dad will have to replace.
Yeah, there's plenty of things that go down that toilet which are not good. So I appreciate the tip, Bill. Thank you so much, and thanks so much for listening.
I just wanted to let everybody know.
You're a good man. Thank you very much for calling. It's 9:16 in the morning. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio.
If you have questions about your house, he's the one to call.
Now back to your handyman hero.
Your host was the most, Lou Manfredini.
On House Smarts Radio.
That's a hard word to say for little girls. Remember the name.
It really is.
Welcome back. Happy Independence Day. 9:19 in the morning on 720 WGN. Going to go from Alsip to Burridge, where Pat is on the line. Hey, Pat, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. How may I help you?
My master bathroom, only in the summer, smells really musty. It's only the bathroom. It's only the summer. I had my heat air conditioning people come out, and they went into the air conditioning unit and cleaned out the coils, but it still smells funny. So I'm not sure what to do next.
Only the bathroom.
Only the bathroom. And it's worse in the morning, which is weird.
Let me ask you this. In the morning, okay, where is the shower or the tub? On the outside wall?
No.
Darn it.
No, it's an inside wall.
Darn it.
Now, could it be coming from the attic? Because there's an attic above it.
In the morning.
It like the humidity in the summer.
In the morning. Does that bathroom, there is an outside wall on the bathroom, correct?
There is not.
Really?
I live in a townhouse, so it's on a shared wall.
It's on a shared wall.
Yeah, there's no outside wall in that bathroom.
You're my blue sky, you're my sunny day.
I mean, would it help to have the ductwork clean?
Hold on, let me think about this. Only happens in the morning.
Okay.
In the morning, it's musty. But then it's not musty in the afternoon.
Well, it is during the day, but it's the morning that's the strongest. And if I turn the fan on, it will go away.
Hmm.
But it doesn't seem related to the shower. After I shower, it doesn't, you know, it's not bad.
Wait. If you turn the fan on, it immediately goes away? Like, if you left the fan on all day and you went back in there at 10 o'clock in the morning, it wouldn't be musty?
Correct.
All right. I want you to, let's do a little test.
Okay.
Do you have a little stepladder at your place?
I do.
Okay. So tonight, before you go to bed, I want you to get some, some saran wrap. And some saran wrap and some painter's tape. And I want you to cover the exhaust fan entirely with the saran wrap and tape it to the ceiling. Tape it really well. I want it to be sealed up so no air can come through that port. Okay?
Oh, yep.
And then tomorrow morning when you wake up, on a Sunday morning, and you turn on the Sinatra hours, you're going to walk into your bathroom and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, it's like old Blue Eyes is in here with me. And if it doesn't smell, then it could be something within that vent where in the morning, maybe that attic space is heating up and that's what you're smelling coming through there. And then the attic gets warm, and then maybe we got to inspect that vent.
Okay, well, that would, okay.
Let's try that, because maybe that vent is not vented all the way outside. It's just vented to a mushroom vent up to top, which is wrong. And then we can have someone take a look at it. But if this works, then at least we localize the problem there. The other thing, the reason why I was asking about if it was sunny, is that sometimes when people have bathrooms and they have a tub on the outside, certain times of the year, the outside wall can get hot from the sun in the morning or in the afternoon, and the drain inside, the wall area warms up, and if there's bacteria on the drain above the trap, you can get an odor from that, and you got to clean all that up. You could try this, too, where, do you have a tub or a shower?
Both.
Okay, so
they're separate, but both.
They're separate. Okay, so what you can try is there's something called a tube brush that you can put down the drains and pour a little Pine Sol, and maybe in the shower you got to take the screen off. There may be two screws that hold in place and scrub the sides of those drains to eliminate the buildup of any gunk there, because that can heat up and cause an odor that can smell moldy. But the fact that you tell me that the fan, if it stays on, everything's gone, I bet it's something with the venting in the fan. And if you try this little saran wrap trick with the painter's tape, I bet that's going to localize it, and then we can address it from there.
So if that is the case, in the morning, I love to be with old Blue Eyes.
Right.
Who do I call, or what do I do then?
Mark this call for Dave Plyer to use as a promo. Then you would call a heating and cooling company to come out and inspect the venting and make sure it's all right and tight. And maybe they have to replace it or clean it or do something from that point. So, you know, you're in.
Oh, okay. So the
go ahead. Storage.
So the heating and air conditioning company, not a electrician or.
Heating and air conditioning because it's venting.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I will do that. Thank you.
Thanks, Pat. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too. Have a nice day. Happy Independence Day. Let's see. This is Linda in Cullom, Illinois. Hi, Linda. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I love your program.
Thank you.
I have an outdoor wooden glider that no longer has any finish on it because of the weather. I'd like to eventually paint it white, but what do I need to do with that finish in order to get that accomplished?
Oh, boy. We need to clean it and probably sand it a little bit, because we need to get that wood as kind of is in best shape that it can possibly be. Then I would use an exterior primer first so that it really soaks in. There's a terrific stain-killing primer called BIN, B-I-N, which is a solvent-based primer. And I would use that, you know, a quart of it. Do the best job you possibly can. And then use a good quality exterior paint, like buy another quart of an exterior paint. I have to tell you, and that's a paint and primer in one. Ace sells a product, their brand, it's exclusive to them, called Clark & Kensington. And it was, is a highly rated exterior paint by one of those consumer magazines. And regardless of the magazine liking it or not, I really like it as an exterior paint. It holds up really well. It's got a UV protector. It may take a couple of coats to get a nice finish on there, but the real secret sauce in all this, Linda, is that you prime it.
Okay.
And then, you know, you're good to go.
Does and that primer was called Bin, B-I-N?
B-I-N, Bin. Okay. They'll have it at the hardware store along with the, at the Ace, they'll have it along with that Clark & Kensington.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back right after this.
Over the years, much like a fine wine, people age and they gain their knowledge and expertise about their home as they live in it over time.
I have a pocket door that is off the track and I can't open or close it. Thank God it's open so I can get into the bathroom.
Others, like me, need people like Lou.
I got a flat roof that I want to extend the life of it.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, taking your calls live about any questions you have about your home.
We got a cast iron sink and it has more scratches on it than I have wrinkles on my face.
Right here on House Smarts Radio. And in my heart,
that makes me laugh. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini, 9:31 in the morning. 877-213-4LOU. This is Pat in Loves Park. Hey, Pat, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Lou, on two previous shows, you had recommended some items, and of course, at the time, I didn't have pencil and paper ready, so now I'm ready to go.
Oh, do you know how many times I hear that? My favorite is like...
I'm sure.
My favorite is like, you answered this question a million times, but it never pertained to me. Well, now it does.
Well, they both did it at that time, but I just wasn't prepared to write it down.
Understood. How may I help you?
Okay. The first was a product that would discourage the birds from visiting on my railing, on my deck. And I don't want to hurt the birds. But
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think there's a couple ways to do this. There's a product you can put on there that will smell like something, but you'll also see it on the rail. So... you know, there's a product called Repels All, which is by Bonide, and it's a shake, and they won't like the smell, and they won't want to land. Are they landing on the rail?
Yes, they sit there and just
do their,
you know, they'll spend the whole day there if I let them.
Right. So the thing is with a lot of this stuff is you will. So if you shake this on the rail, they probably won't land on it, and then you may have to put it back there a couple days later. But once you change their behavior, they'll move on to something else. See, what happens is they get used to it, right? It's like, back when we can go to restaurants, like, oh, I love this place. I go here all the time. They may have the best sandwiches, right? So they go there, and they're like, oh, I love Pat's railing. It's great. I have a great view of her backyard. But once you change their look and their, that they don't want to be there because they don't like the smell – after a week or so, they should be gone, and you can take the powder off of the rail.
Oh, great. Okay.
What was the second thing?
The second thing is removing rust stains from concrete left by patio furniture.
How long has it been there?
Oh, a couple years.
You're killing me, Pat. 2 years. Come on. That's a long time. Go buy go buy a bottle of CLR.
Oh, okay. I think I have some here.
Pour it right on that stain. Scrub it. Wear some gloves. Scrub it with some rubber. We wear some rubber gloves and then scrub it, and it'll work into like a froth. It'll get kind of frothy. Be careful, too, because, with the scrub brush, it can kind of spit up. You don't want to get it in your eyes. Scrub it for a few minutes. Let it sit there for like 10 minutes. And then go back and scrub it again. Let it sit another 10 minutes. That's as good as it's going to get.
Okay. Will it harm?
No.
Okay, grass or anything around?
No, just rinse it really well. You know, so when you rinse it with the hose, just get everything nice and wet, and you'll be fine.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Pat, you're a nice lady. Happy Independence Day. Appreciate you calling.
And the same to you.
It's very nice. 877-213-4-LOU. This is Art who's calling in this morning. Hey, Art, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have an interior door that runs from the kitchen into our laundry room. And when I close the door, it goes. And I can't. I've adjusted the hinges, the tension on them, the pins and the hinges and whatever, and I cannot get the door to line up just right.
So wait. You were just giving me a sound effect when you just did that. In other words, it doesn't close with inside the jam?
Correct.
Okay. And then if you lift the door, does it go inside the jam?
Yes.
Okay. So the door is closed now.
Yes, it is.
And when I'm looking at that reveal, meaning the line between the vertical line where the door lines up with the jamb, is it tight on the top and a gap at the bottom?
No. Well, if I get right down to the very bottom, yes, there is a little bit of a gap.
At the bottom of the door. So on the part where it latches where the knob is, when I look at that line between the door and the jam, is it consistent there? You see that what's called a reveal, a gap that's consistent all the way up from bottom to top?
No, it actually is leaning off to the right on the top.
So it's wider at the top?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And when I look at the reveal on the horizontal part of the door going across that top edge, tell me about that gap.
There's a wider gap on the latch side or the doorknob side than there is on the hinge side.
Okay. And when the door is closed, does it latch? In other words, the knob does latch?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So here's what I want you to do. And is this trim, the jam and the trim, is it painted or is it stained?
It's stained.
Okay. I want you to open the door. And then at the jam, up at the top, I want you to take a block of wood and put it right in the mouth of where the vertical part of the jam and the horizontal part of the jam meets.
Okay.
And I want you to take a hammer and give it a couple of pops. Pop, pop. And try and move that jam. I think that jam is cocked a little bit. And mm-hmm. I think if you can just straighten it out a little bit and give it a little space, you should be able to solve that problem.
Okay, I'll give that a try.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you for your help.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4-LOU. This is Brian calling in from Chicago. Hey, Brian, you're on WGN.
Hello, Lou. Happy 4th.
You too, sir. How may I help you?
Well, I'm calling because I've got the glass doors on my shower, and I use a squeegee at the end after I shower, but I still get the soap scum and stuff, and I'm not sure if you have a recommendation on what is best product or best use to get rid of that.
There is a product that I have used and I've talked about here called Bright and Clean. That's B-R-I-T-E, Bright and Clean. It's a powder that was invented by a guy in the glass business. And you take a microfiber pad. You can find it at an Ace. Take a microfiber pad that's wet, warm water. You sprinkle the powder on this pad. And then you, in a circular motion, rub on the inside of the glass. It won't damage the glass, and it will make it crystal clear. I don't know what's in the magic juice that they created in all this, but it really does a nice job. And I've tried it several times and been amazed by the results. Bright and clean.
Okay. I will definitely try that then.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. Thanks so much for doing that. Thank you so much. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. This is Sue in Elgin. Hey, Sue, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. How may I help you?
So I have a question about replacing plumbing pipes in a house. My daughter lives down in Atlanta and bought a house a few years ago. It's a 2003 house, about 2,000 square feet. And noticed on her ceiling this week that there was some leaking from the bathroom above. So she called a plumber. The plumber said that she had a leak and that her pipes were not the best quality. They were very rusty. And he said she might want to think about just replacing her pipes instead of constantly having people come out to repair problems that she would have. So I'm wondering a couple things. What would a ballpark cost be? What type of piping should she be looking at? Are they going to have to replace drywall in the house? Just what kind of questions she should be asking when she gets quotes.
Well, the first thing she needs to do is hire another plumber to come out there, because that makes no sense to me that you would be replacing the plumbing pipes in a house built in 2003. And so the first question is, do you know what kind of piping she has now? Is it copper or is it PEX piping, which is very popular down south?
She said it's neither of those, that it's steel piping.
It's steel in a 2003-year-old house? It's like galvanized metal?
Yes, and that's what the plumber was telling her. These aren't the best pipes, and they're all rusty, and you're going to continue to have problems.
Wow.
She even addressed the fact that our house is about the same year, and he said, well, it's probably better pipes, and I know we have copper pipes here. Hmm.
Well, this sounds a little fishy to me, so I'd get another opinion. The steel piping makes no sense to me, but I guess it's possible, you know, depending on if it was a development and maybe they made that choice. So, okay, so a couple things. In Atlanta, in that Georgia area, you've got some choices. It's not uncommon that they use something called CPVC for water piping, which isn't the greatest. But the step up from there is a product called PEX piping, which is a plastic piping that is used quite a bit around the country. It's not something that the city of Chicago allows, but certain suburbs do allow PEX piping. It's a very durable plastic piping for water lines, domestic water, and then copper, which is sort of the, you know, forever product to do that. If you were going to replace all the risers, I don't know the size of the house, but you know, it's conceivable that she could spend anywhere from $5,000 to $8,000 to do all this on top of the patching of the drywall. And yes, they would have to cut open walls to be able to, because, you know, the plumbing goes in before any of that. And so they would locate where the risers are, and they'd cut like a wide, you know, probably from stud to stud, and then have to patch that, and then have to patch that and put new drywall in. So that's all part of the process in there. And but I would get a second opinion. It doesn't sound right to me. It could be, but have her hire another plumber to get a couple of estimates and make sure that she's getting the right advice.
Okay. How can I have her check what type of piping that she has?
Well, if she has a mechanical room, right? Or she doesn't have a basement, does she?
No.
Okay, so does she have a mechanical room with a water heater and a furnace and things like that?
The garage.
Okay, so in the garage, take a look at the piping that comes off the top of the water heater. And, you know, where the wherever the main water service is. And then the pipes that come out of the wall, like underneath the sink, and see what color they are. If they're silver, then it could be a metal pipe, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But if they're copper colored, then they're, you know, my guess is either copper or some type of plastic. But, you know, on top of that water heater will be a clear sign of the piping that's connected to it and going up and out into the wall. And she could take a look at that and see. But then we need a second opinion for sure. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 9:45 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.
Got a question for Lou? No better time than the present.
Yep. Our refrigerator is always getting dirty. I get a fingerprint on it and I get yelled at.
He's taking your calls live right now.
I don't know if it's mold, mildew, or what. I can't get rid of it.
Back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. This is Richard in Antioch. Richard, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Lou, you big goof. This is Dick, Richard Quist.
How are you?
I have a question for you. Good, how are you?
I'm well. How may I help you?
I only have four heroes. My dad, John Wayne, my grandfather, and you.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say. Thank you very much.
That's a fact. Anyway, I have a teak wood table. Okay, it's got water stains on it, on top of it.
Okay.
How would you recommend me to remove this without removing the surface of the table, the top?
You have a pen or a pencil handy?
Absolutely. Absolute. Get it? Absolutely.
Howard's Restore a Finish. Howard's Restore a Finish. And quadruple zero steel wool on the table. Go with the grain back and forth. And then you're going to kind of refinish it and bring it back to life. And you'll be amazed at the results, and it won't take all the finish off of it at all. And I think you'll really be happy with the results. Richard, thank you so much for the kind words. That's very nice of you. I want to get another call in here before we run out of time. This is Doreen in Tinley Park. Doreen, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy 4th of July.
You as well.
I do have a question for you. We just had our patio in the yard extended to make it bigger. And then we have an old section of the concrete that was pretty old, so we had it resurfaced.
Okay.
Now we want to stain it, and we just wanted your recommendation, acid stain, water stain, and what brand would you recommend?
Are you going to do this yourself?
Yeah, my husband's really pretty good with all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think
color real well.
Yeah,
and I
would probably avoid the acid stain. It's because it's a little bit more difficult to use. Actually, you know the company UGL makes a interior paint called Dry Lock. They also make a concrete stain, and it's a really high quality stain that is I think it's an alkaline base. It's not acid based, and it goes on pretty easily, and it has really nice results. If he were or you to, some Ace stores carry it, or they can special order it, and so that would be something you can get in a 5-gallon bucket and use that, and I think that you'll get pretty good results, and it's easy to apply. So look under the UGL brand. It's called Clear. Well, I can't think of the name of the brand, but if you search it, you'll find it for sure. And it does a really nice job. And I think that your husband will enjoy putting that down there, and you'll like the results. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 9:51 in the morning. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back after this. 877-213
for Lou is our phone number. How about the next caller we give a House Smarts Radio hat to? Sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, their expert design build staff can help you create your dream home. And if you choose Cobblestone, you can receive a $1,000 apt gift card. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. The offer ends July 31st, and we're going to give that hat to our caller, Brian, who's calling in from Clearwater, Florida. Hey, Brian, you're on WGN.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? We love your show and really appreciate all your tips that you give us.
Oh, very nice.
Every week.
Thank you.
My question. Oh, our pleasure. You know what? I've got the air conditioner running constantly, obviously, because we're in Florida. And I'll pour a cup of vinegar down the PVC pipe that I have access to for the drip line that runs, you know, to the outside of the house.
Yeah.
Occasionally, though, it will back up or clog up, and I run a compressor line through it, so I blow out all the debris. But is there something better than vinegar I've used to really keep that clean so I don't have to get the compressor every 5 or 6 months?
Well, I mean, that I had a caller earlier about that. I don't know that the vinegar really is buying you anything because here's the thing. You have constant running water, right? And I bet, do you notice most of the time when you get a clog, it's on the outside?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And because, you have access, you see that pipe on the outside, right?
I sure do.
Yeah. Here's what I would do as a kind of a regular thing on a monthly basis. You have a little shop vac down there in Clearwater, Florida?
Yep.
Take the shop vac, put it on the end of that thing and fire that thing up. And under pressure, suck anything that, you know, that builds up or in there. But the thing is, you want to clear it out well and then do that, and it's just a monthly thing that you're going to do. I mean, obviously when you get into the when you get into the winter months and you're not running the air, you don't have to worry about that. But that kind of build up with the humidity, when it shuts down, there's a little bit of water that sits there, and pushing the air out or sucking it all out is what's going to do that. The vinegar, I don't know, is doing you any good other than you get done and you want a salad with a little oil and vinegar on it, which I really like, Italian dressing. It's one of my favorites.
Same here.
Right? Just simple, little salt and pepper on my salad, a little oil and vinegar. Reminds me of being a kid.
Exactly right. I was thinking of, is it too dangerous to put a product like Lime Away or something like that down there?
It's not dangerous. I just don't know that it buys you anything because you pour it down there, it evaporates and there's no, I mean, you could use something, you could try Concrobium because it has residual value and it will keep the mildew and mold from growing. But again, it dries out and the more the water from the condensate goes over the top of that and just doesn't do anything other than maybe giving you peace of mind that's what's happening. So just put the shop vac on it. It gives you something to do.
Well, exactly. Will do. Nice. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll get your information and we'll send you out that House Smarts Radio hat. Real quick, because it's so hot outside, one of the things I put up on Facebook as well is that condensing unit that you have outside may have a lot of cottonwood that's been flowing around like crazy. Go outside today with the garden hose, hose that bad boy down, and get all that cottonwood off of there, because with all this heat, that thing is working overtime. You've heard from all these HVAC people that have got some great deals about a clean-in check, which could come at a very good time for you. But in the meantime, on a Saturday, hose that thing down, get rid of all the debris that's on the outside of it so that it works at its peak efficiency. And then the filter that you have inside your system as well, make sure that that's replaceable. And if you can't get out to the store to replace it, pull the filter out. On a hot day like this, it's fine if it runs for 24 hours without a filter until you get a new one. And again, I'm always a fan of the pleated filters versus the regular spun fiberglass. Yes, it does reduce a little bit of the airflow, but it traps more of the airborne particulate. And I know that I've been having all kinds of allergy issues the last couple of days, and some good filters in your furnace system go a long way. Thanks so much for listening. Lindsay, thanks for producing. Nice to have Don Kleppen back and Joe Brandon Sports. And Bob Ferguson, you are the bomb, always making sure that everything works smoothly. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe, be careful, and happy Independence Day. We'll be back next week with more House Smarts Radio. Stand by for WGN Radio News.